Now, we actually, we might have text messages, but I don't think we've even talked since the team got back from Hutch, from Hutchinson, Kansas. So this is really our first conversation, Coach, isn't it? I don't think we've talked, have we?
No, you're right, Mark. Yeah, you're okay. Right. So oddly but true. So.
Yeah, and that wasn't intentional, I don't think, on either one of our parts. But,
no.
I wanted to start out by saying that it was a crazy year, and we've heard that so many different times, but I want to thank you and the players and Greg Sterik and the administration for all that they did, because there were so many moving parts to this season that people couldn't even think of in terms of getting these games played. The team went 18-5, 10-3 in the league, and went out to the national tournament. It was an amazing accomplishment to get the season played. I just want to start off with that.
No, I think that's very well said, and it was, you know, just when you put things in perspective, the fact of getting through the season as minimal stops as we had was truly impressive. And, you know, that can only happen through good leadership, and we're very fortunate to have a good administration and a really good athletic director. And you know, I think that all kind of rolls up into a successful, not just attempt, but a successful season that got to be played. And you know, our kids, I think, saw that effort, and I think it rubbed off on them. And I mean, shoot, it's to have that opportunity, you know, for what, you know, lost a couple guys along the way was definitely, you know, got to put that in perspective. Got a chance to be in the Sweet 16 and, you know, have an opportunity at the national tournament, which, you know, is always a very big goal of ours. So, you know, it's one of those things where you always want to go out there to win it, and only one team gets to leave happy. So that's kind of how it works. And, you know, just really deeply pleased with our guy. I mean, you know, our guys have been working out since August, and we didn't get our gym to start the season with the fire, and they really battled through a lot. And like I said, I think a lot of those situations probably prepared us in order for us to have the success that we did have on the basketball floor.
Yeah, how strange of a season is it when you have a guy that sets a new single game scoring record, but then he's not with your team when you go to the Nationals? I mean, there were injuries, there were players that left the team. There were, you know, it was a, you know, you hope to get Dietrich Reeves back. You got him back for a little while, and then he got hurt again. I mean, it was just, I mean, you couldn't write a Hollywood script like this.
No, and granted, it's kind of one of those things. Like I said, you got to have perspective with it. We obviously went out there to win, as we do all games, and just kind of the way things played out. I mean, we had you know, a pretty long layoff. We missed, you know, we had three games canceled right before the region tournament, had 9 days off, and our guys handled that extremely well and played well in the region tournament. And then we had another 11 days off and had to play another game, and a very good Ranger team that had played a game out there. And I mean, it's, you know, interesting. You watch a couple of those teams. CSI played Wednesday after us. They lose their point guard during the game, and they lose by 25. Mineral Area is up 25. They lose their point guard during the game in the second half and get beat by 6. You know, here we are whining about, you know, us not having, we lost two guys that were probably two of the best guards in the country, and we made it out there and had an opportunity. So, you know, like I said, to put in that perspective for what we did with what we, you know, didn't have, I thought was truly a blessing, and just shows the grit and the resilience of this group. I mean, they put together a heck of a run, especially down the stretch and especially in that region tournament that, you know, I felt gave us a lot of hope that we'd be able to go out there and, you know, be very good. It's just, felt our practices leading up to the tournament were great. Thought our energy was great. You know, just long layoff, and just really didn't. We could, you know, just tell even by coaching, let alone, I'm sure, you know, watching. But, you know, the pop wasn't quite there from what we had, you know, in the weeks before. And I think we started kind of having a little bit of that doubt, which we hadn't seen. And, I mean, it's the second game all year we've been out rebounded. So we had some uncharacteristic things we hadn't seen and had to deal with in a very quick span. That, you know, obviously just didn't work out for us. But, you know, all in all, to finish, you know, with a Sweet 16 run, and you got to, with everything that's gone on this year, I mean, we have to be happy about that, regardless of what our standard is at Johnny Logan Basketball.
Now, and we haven't talked about this. I know people have asked you publicly. I know people have asked you privately, because this crazy year is going to go on in terms of this deal where players can come back. Now, I know I saw Sidney Curry has signed a letter of intent to Kansas. But, you know, I mean, there is a possibility. Now, of course, Dietrich Greaves, he's a freshman, so, you know, he's coming back, you hope. But there's other players that were sophomores that could come back. And I know people have said, oh, well, who's coming back? Well, it's not that easy. And, you know, and if there's one thing that people say about Kyle Smith-Peters is you are a fantastic recruiter. You bring in, and sometimes we do talk about this. You say, Murph, you ought to see this guy that's coming out. I'm like, oh, man, I can't wait. You know, and, oh, this guy's a left-handed shooter. Oh, this guy's 7'3". You know, it's like Christmas when the phone rings and it's Kyle Smith-Peters. I think, oh, good, Santa Claus is calling me to tell me what's coming next year. But this year might be different in terms of how you recruit or what's coming back. I mean, how do you juggle that?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be there's no blueprint to it. It's definitely different. And, you know, and several of the guys come back asking, you know, about options of coming back. And like I told them, I said, hey, let's get through the season. I want you to have all the options in the world. I don't want to push anyone out the door by any means. You know, in order to be successful, you got to be happy and be where you are happy. And I think that's the most important part. But, you know, we have a lot of our sophomores that have options, that have possibilities. And, you know, some of them like what they have. Some of them are waiting to see kind of what still comes. So, you know, it's going to be interesting because, you know, the guys that do come back, the guys we do take, I mean, you could be sitting there in August and then, you know, Illinois or Mizzou comes along and offers them a scholarship and they're free to go. So, you know, we're going to, like I said, have to take a little bit of the brunt of that, and that's fine, you know, because these guys have dedicated a lot of time and effort to us that decide to stay. And, you know, like I said, I feel like what we have is our foundation, the returners and the guys that would be coming back. And, you know, picking up Kobe Barnes from Indiana State, that we could talk about now since we signed, is going to be a big part of that. And, you know, so we'll kind of let the dust settle a little bit more before any of these guys decide to make their decisions on what their, you know, futures are going to be hold, whether it be at Johnny Logan or at a four-year institution.
Yeah, and the kid from Indiana State. Now, you can talk about him now. So here's a guy that transfers from Indiana State and wants to come to Johnny Logan. Kind of hard to say no to those guys who have gone through a Valley schedule.
Yeah, it is, and he had some good, really good games for them, and he's an experienced wing and a great kid, and, you know, we're just looking for him. Him and Cam Alford are really good friends, and, you know, I just loved his determination, loved his demeanor of what he's looking to do, and, you know, as we preach to all our recruits coming here, man, it's pretty simple. You're to go to school and play basketball in that order, and, you know, just kind of have a business mindset, a blue-collar mindset, per se, but really excited about him and some of these other guys that we're recruiting right now that we feel like we're going to get. You know, but Kobe's going to fill a very big void for us, a guy that can hit shots. He's physical. He's tough. He can rebound. Multi-dimensional type guy on the perimeter, but yet could be inside the post as well. So, you know, I just was very impressed with him and how he handled himself at Indiana State playing multiple positions. And shoot, he's got 2 years under his belt in the Missouri Valley. It's, you know, like I said, that experience in itself. And as we saw the national tournament, I mean, our two probably best players were our 2 3-year guys. You know, Xavier Ball and Roman Douglas Watkins played exceptionally well out there. And, you know, I think, like I said, that experience just goes such a long way. And having those guys and having those guys that will be coming back that got that experience this year of actually getting to play on the floor, unlike the year before where, you know, we didn't even get the chance, where Sidney and Jay Marner, those guys just kind of got it wiped out. I mean, that was, you know, I hate to use the word deer in the headlights type thing, but that's a pretty big stage to walk onto and play in front of fans and things like that that you haven't had to experience all year. But, you know, a guy like Kobe coming in with just the experience he has on the floor, the life experience he has off being older is going to be, I think, very vital for us in this upcoming season.
Now, here's the other part about the whole situation. With players that could be coming back, with players that could be coming in as newcomers or with Barnes coming from Indiana State, the one thing that I've always, and I have a pretty good seat at the home games, I can hear a lot of stuff over there. And some of the things, you know.
Too much stuff sometimes, Murph. I apologize.
That's all right. I'm used to that. I'm married. But the thing is, here's the thing that also amazes me is the fact that coaches, whether it be, you know, the assistants or the head coach or whatever, and everybody has a role, but there is so much juggling that has to be done because everybody's coming in a big scorer. Everybody's coming in the top guy on the team. Everybody, you know, so you have to you have to find minutes for people, or you have to sometimes take egos and soothe some over here or ruffle some over here to get what you want. And it's I've watched a lot of basketball my entire life, and I've seen a lot of coaches, and I just am amazed at, and not just you, but you know, this year watching Coach Clancy, and then of course Charlie Jones is great at it, and even Marcus and your brother Tyler. But it's amazing the way you guys can work it. And when you guys say family, and everybody says, "Oh, that's a cliche. Come on, Murph. That's everybody's going to say they're family." No, they're not. No, they're not. And when you see these guys cheering on the bench as hard as they are for the guy, you know, I mean, everybody wants the other guy to do well. And I think you guys and your staff do a great job at that.
Well, I appreciate the kind words, and I'm extremely fortunate. It's not necessarily, you know, by any means. I'm very fortunate to have guys like Charlie Jones and John Clancy and Tyler and Marcus over there doing what they do, because there's no way in the world, you know, I myself could direct this thing by myself, and it's not done that way. These guys have ownership, and they hold those guys with accountability, and, you know, we let our guys know that we care, and we're with them a lot, and we dedicate a lot of time to them off the floor, and I think that's a lot of it. But, you know, I think the big thing is these guys know that when we tell them something, it's the truth. You know, it's not going to be, you know, garbage. It might not be what they like to hear. It might not always, you know, be fitting to what they're, you know, agenda might be, but you know, when you can sit over there and watch guys cheer extremely hard for their teammates and might not be getting the time that they want. I mean, like I said, that's what allows a team to be successful, or more successful than maybe what they should be, is just having bought into that common goal. And, you know, John and Charlie and Tyler Marcus is such a good job of balancing all that. And shoot, I felt this year, and Charlie's been with me for 9 years and been lucky to have a guy like him of his stature with us and how good of a job he does. But, you know, he made a great statement, and he goes, man, just, you know, really felt like this year's staff as a coaching staff just really clicked extremely well and did a lot of really good things during games, pre-games, practices that allowed this team, despite a lot of the, you know, circumstances that we've dealt with games being canceled and guys having to go home and things like that, that really did a good job keeping this, you know, this group together. And you got to give the players a lot of credit too, almost all the credit for buying into that. But we try to get really good kids, and it's been a tough year, you know, mentally on all coaches, all players. And, you know, it's just wild. We just got done a week ago, and here we are a week away from finals. It's just everyone's clock is a little off, but like I said, we've been very blessed with leaders and adults on this coaching staff that have allowed us to be very successful, even in the hardest of times.
Well, we've been talking with Kyle Smith, Peters, the Logan basketball coach, and with a transfer from Indiana State coming in already in the fold, and with no telling what's coming back from this year's team and what other surprises he may bring in, Logan basketball fans can be sure of one thing, that it's going to be exciting next year when Logan tips it off, and maybe the fans will get to come in and see it firsthand other than just listening or watching it on the stream. But, Coach, thanks for an exciting season. And from an old-timer, you know, it doesn't take much to get me excited, but I almost get too excited with you guys.
Well, we appreciate all the time and effort that you put into this, and obviously Ron, and shoot, you know, you and Tim. And it's amazing too, Murph, just how many compliments I get of people who just love listening to the games, whether it be on the radio or on the stream, just listening to you guys and the commentary, which is great. I find myself leaving the volume on a lot of times when I watch film, just trying to get the chuckles out of it. So it's a lot of good laughs there. But, you know, we've been fortunate in a very short period of time to be able to build something, I think, that a lot of people and have taken pride in. And just a big thank you to, you know, it was a weird year. No fans and no physical support per se, but my goodness, just the amount of people that have reached out even after we lost, just saying thank you for, you know, giving us something to be proud of, giving us something to root for. And, you know, it means a lot, because we do put a lot of time into this, and we just want it to be a product that, you know, I want it to be a product from a guy being from Southern Illinois, being from this area, that people can stand behind and be proud of the products we put out there with these student athletes. And, you know, it just means a lot to me, to all the calls and everything I've gotten. And, you know, been very blessed to have a great wife that puts up with me, and I don't know how she does it, but a lot of nights I'm not not truly involved or in it, but, you know, there's a lot of good things that go on behind the scenes that you see that a lot of people don't. But, you know, we're very fortunate to, you know, have what we have, and really excited about what we're going to have next year, and really excited about seeing those that stadium packed and being rowdy again.
Coach, thank you. It's always a pleasure. Let's have lunch soon. And, of course, as always, you can buy. So
appreciate you, Murph. That's the deal.
We'll talk very soon. Thank you.
Thanks, buddy.